Thanksgiving and Christmas are the happiest times of the year. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. We get together with family and friends, exchange gifts, share wonderful meals, and enjoy the holidays. But for many of us, the loss of a loved one makes this a sad and even depressing time. Let's face it, every one of us will have a holiday where there is an empty chair. The loss of a spouse, a parent, grandparent, or child can be devastating enough, but the holidays have a way of magnifying the sadness. Add the cold and snow and the fact that it gets dark earlier, and just getting out of the house seems like an insurmountable task. So, what can we do? How can we not only get through the holidays, but find joy in the season? Here's some tips that might help. Number one, let the traditions evolve. If you have always hosted Christmas at your house, let someone else host. Especially for those who have lost a spouse, this is the perfect time to pass on the hosting responsibilities to an adult daughter or son. After all, they have families, and starting new Christmas traditions will take the pressure off of you and let you think less of what was and more of right now and what can be. Number two, during the holiday season, manage your loneliness. Stay active and get out of the house. Accept invitations from friends, even if you don't feel quite up to it. Try volunteering at a homeless shelter or help serve Thanksgiving dinner to the less fortunate in your town. Three, accept your feelings. It's okay to grieve. A wonderful way to remember a lost one is to light a candle, hang their favorite Christmas ornament on the tree, or make a charitable donation at Christmas in their name. And feel free to talk about your loved one with family at the holidays. They too want to keep the deceased spirit alive and part of the family tradition. It gives them permission to share some wonderful stories or photos that will warm your heart. Number four, take care of your health. During these difficult times, it is easy to slack off in your self-care. Get up, take a shower, get dressed, work out, take a walk, attend mass, or anything else to get you moving. Remember to eat regular meals. Often, the loneliness of the holidays causes us to miss meals, or eat all the wrong things, or to drink too much coffee or alcohol. And number five, stay close to our Lord. As Psalm 34 reminds us, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He is there for us at Mass, in the reception of the sacraments, in the rosary, the reading of the scriptures. He will get us through these difficult times if we just reach out in prayer. And that is the message of Christmas. We are not alone. Not when the night is darkest, the wind coldest, or the world seemingly most indifferent. With God's help, we can make it through the holidays together and celebrate our lost loved one whose memory remains in spite of the empty chair. God bless you, my friend. This is Tony Agnese.